This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Late-term abortions are being opposed at every turn. Just this week, 16 states filed briefs with the U.S. Supreme Court, encouraging it to reverse a federal appeals court decision from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. That lower court ruled against an Arizona law restricting non-emergency abortions after 20 weeks. Arizona legislators examined evidence of the baby's pain and poor outcomes in late-term abortions for mothers. The federal pain-capable infant abortion ban will be brought to the U.S. Senate next week. Because Democrats, apparently on a pro-abortion death march, control the Senate, senators are not likely to vote on the bill unless sponsor Lindsey Graham succeeds at some procedural maneuvers. 915 pink crosses on the lawn of the Capitol building tell the story of that many preborn babies aborted daily at U.S. Planned Parenthood operations. Students for Life of America and the Christian Defense Coalition are behind the effort. Somewhere around 3,800 abortions are done daily in the U.S. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. A child in Charleston, South Carolina, survived 24 hours after birth, and his parents say every hour was a blessing. Tens of thousands joined in prayer for baby Samuel, who took his life expectancy from minutes to one full solitary day. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.